KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 64. Winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 34. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm SAF meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Lawrence police say a woman found dead in a tent in an unsanctioned camp near the banks of the Kansas River was a victim of homicide. Police say the woman was found dead around 4:30 this morning. She was 51 years old and stabbed to death. Officers found someone they want to question in Bertram Park across the river. The area where the woman was found has been in the news over the past few months, with the city demanding people living in the unsanctioned camp move at least 15 feet away from the levee along the Kansas River. The Ogallala Aquifer Summit is set for March 18th and 19th in Liberal at the Seward County Fairgrounds. KSN reports the Ogallala is a vast underground reservoir that covers 174,000 square miles. Estimates indicate the aquifer is rapidly depleting, and in 50 years, 70% of it will be diminished. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. Or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The Kansas Director for Rural Development, Christy Davids, announced the USDA is funding 9 Kansas infrastructure projects. This $22.4 million investment will provide reliable high-speed internet access, clean water, and sanitary wastewater systems for rural communities. Governor Laura Kelly said access to broadband is crucial for the economic growth of our rural communities. And Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Tolan said, by identifying and removing barriers, we can continue to empower rural communities to utilize resources for sustainable solutions. A Kansas man has been charged with drug trafficking and firearm crimes after an indictment from a federal grand jury in Wichita. 40-year-old Horace R. Wright from Pittsburgh has been charged with one count of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, one count of possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute, and one count of possession of a firearm in the furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. State Auditor Mike Foley is saying that a state agency, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, tried to replace him and hire a hand-picked CPA firm. Foley revealed this during a public hearing on a bill seeking to clarify that the auditor is an exclusive authority to undertake reviews on state spending, adding that is a direct assault on the auditor's authority. Foley called last year's effort to replace his office's services by then Health and Human Services CEO Danette Smith an extraordinarily bold move. And also point out the inherency of his constitutional authority. Another news, 22-year-old Grand Island man Logan Bundy is accused of human trafficking of a minor and possession of child pornography, along with threatening self-harm and publishing pictures. As the Grand Island Police Department was contacted by law enforcement in Pennsylvania regarding Bundy asking a mentally disabled 17-year-old girl for nude pictures. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24. $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department showcased their new building yesterday with an afternoon open house. The 7,000-square-foot facility came in at just over $1.8 million and was built following a June 2022 tornado, which destroyed the previous building. Tours were given with comments from Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall. Also in attendance was Commissioner John Unger and former Commissioner Barb Kiekhafer, who worked on the project. Bob Laughlin, a design architect with Kansas Main Street, was on hand. Marysville Chamber and Main Street had reached out for help in designing primarily exterior features, which greatly complement the historic downtown streetscape. Six full-time county employees, including five nurses, staff the Marshall County Health Department. KLKN in Lincoln is reporting that Wymore police are investigating the death of a woman who resided at Hope Wymore. The 52-year-old died at a Lincoln hospital after Adult Protective Services alerted authorities February 8th. She had been a resident at the Assisted Living Center in Wymore. Allegations of issues with medication distribution are being looked into, although authorities pointed out there is not currently a criminal investigation. Administration is reportedly cooperating fully with the ongoing efforts. Blue Valley Technologies is teaming up with students from Marysville High School and the Marysville Public Library to present a come-and-go hands-on workshop Saturday for anyone with questions using technology. All ages welcome. Any questions are welcome. Whether learning to save a picture from a text message, how to make a post on Facebook, or how to stream TV services, the workshop is the ideal platform to learn. No question is too basic. The Blue Crew is a pilot program making its debut this Saturday, February 24th, 10 until noon at the Marysville Public Library. A second opportunity is planned March 23rd. Attendees are encouraged but not required to bring those devices they have questions about. Blue Valley Technologies will address those. Medicare and its parts, options, and plans can be confusing. Whether starting Medicare soon or if you're already on Medicare, consider attending a Medicare Basics class to be featured Monday evening in Washington to learn more. River Valley Extension District will present Medicare Basics Monday, February 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. It's free to attend. Registration is requested. Contact the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District at 325-2121. The Axtell Community Physicians Clinic is now open for appointments Tuesday through Fridays and walk-in appointments with doctors as schedule allows. The clinic's located at the south end of the new Axtell Fitness Center near the high school and is being operated in cooperation with Community Memorial Healthcare of Marysville. The clinic phone number is 785-736-2460. During February, FBLA members from area high schools were part of an on-air salute last week. As well, FFA members are on the air the remainder of this month highlighting their programs and activities. These comments are also downloaded to our website and social media for your download and convenience. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann will conduct town hall meetings in Marysville and Hanover Thursday afternoon, February 22nd, 3 p.m. at the Marysville Public Library, 4:30 p.m. at the Hanover Public Library Thursday. Anita E. Shotty Cruzy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anita Cruzy. William J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service Saturday, February 24th at 10:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gerva E. Sunnerberg, age 86, of Topeka, passed away February 19. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial St. Bridget Catholic Cemetery, north of Axtell. Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gerva Sunnerberg. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 16th. Services planned Saturday at 2 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker. Roy Dierking, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Roy Dierking. Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life services planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s. Staying sunny and a bit cooler into Friday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Then warming up into Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still staying sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Slightly cooler throughout the day on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late February, 48. Record high on this date, 78. The average low, 24. And the record low is minus 4. Sunrise this morning, 7:11. Sunset this evening at 6:11.
Looking for signs of springtime? You may find them in a scorpion's tail, cat eyes, or swimming ducks. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. The father of our country, George Washington, was born on this day in 1732. If you're not seeing signs of springtime on the ground just yet, look to the stars. A legend from the Pawnee Indian tribe says that springtime is approaching when two stars they called the swimming ducks rise before daybreak. For Western culture, those swimming ducks are the stinger and the tail of Scorpius, or the scorpion constellation. Sometimes called the cat eyes, those two stars are indeed peeking over the southeastern horizon just before dawn. Look for them at the end of the J-shaped constellation. It is a small glimmer of hope that springtime can't be far off. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. And Eric Hosmer, who helped the Kansas City Royals win the 2015 World Series, has announced his retirement. He scored the tying run in the ninth inning in the Royals' Game 5 win over the New York Mets, which gave Kansas City its first World Series championship in three decades. The 34-year-old first baseman played for the Royals from 2011 to 2017, totaling 127 home runs in his tenure. He then left for the San Diego Padres, signing an 8-year, $144 million deal. His final game came May 26th of last year with the Chicago Cubs. In other sports, to the family of Lisa Lopez Galvan, the woman who was tragically killed during the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, were hoping to lay her to rest in a Harrison Butker jersey, which is what she was wearing at the time of her death. Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker, has donated a jersey to the family. Services are scheduled for Lopez Galvan on Friday and Saturday at the end of this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompkins and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
After KU's former offensive line coach Scott Fuchs was hired by the Tennessee Titans to be their assistant offensive line coach, Jayhawk head coach Lance Leipold is hiring Daryl Agpalsa as their new offensive line coach. The two have a long history, as Agpalsa served as Leipold's offensive line coach at University of Wisconsin at Whitewater between 2012 and 2013, and at Buffalo from 2014 to 2018. In other sports, the K-State Wildcats football team was able to land its first commit of the 2025 recruit class in St. Louis quarterback Dylan Duff. The three-star quarterback made his announcement on social media earlier this week, saying that he would join the Wildcats after his high school career. He's the second-ranked quarterback in the state of Missouri and 53rd nationally. He made his decision to continue his career at K-State over Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, Duke, and others. And finally, in the most recent AP college basketball poll, KU has fallen to number 9, sandwiched in between Duke and North Carolina. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory,
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep. And
order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Substate basketball tips off tonight with 1A teams taking the court. Hanover boys host St. Xavier, while the Lynn boys entertain Southern Cloud. Haxtell boys have a first-round bye in the Blue Valley Substate. Frankfort boys are home to Washington County in the Rock Hills Substate. Centralia boys have a first-round bye in the Donovan West Substate. Winners advance to semifinals next Thursday. Girls teams tip off tomorrow night. Marysville boys 10-10 are number 6 seed in the Riley County 3A Substate and tip off first round Monday evening 7 p.m. at third seed Nemahal Central 14-6. Central has defeated Marysville boys twice this season. Marysville girls 10-10 are the number 8 seed and travel to top seed undefeated and top-ranked Silver Lake, Tuesday evening at 7. KNDY will feature live coverage of both games Monday and Tuesday on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, 15-5, are top seed in the Wabunsee 2A Substate. They'll host winless Republic County Monday evening at 7. Valley Heights boys, 6-15, are the number 6 seed and open Tuesday evening at 3rd seed Lincoln, 10-8. Brackets and updates posted on our website at KNDYradio.com.
If you've grown bee balm, you probably know about powdery mildew. This fungal disease produces a powdery white film on the leaves. This prevents sunlight from reaching the leaves that can eventually yellow and brown. Fortunately, you can reduce your problem with proper selection, siding, and spacing. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by selecting powdery mildew-resistant varieties whenever possible. The North Carolina State University found Claire Grace, Marshall's Delight, and Stone's Throw Pink were most resistant early in the season. Marshall's Delight continued to show good resistance later in the season, along with Blue Stocking, Cambridge Scarlet, Elsie's Lavender, Mahogany, and Vintage White. Reduce problems on existing plants by growing them in full sun. Give the plants plenty of room to increase air circulation and light reaching the plant. Improving the growing conditions can help reduce disease problems. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Singh Gordon Accountants and Advisors are experienced in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, including IRS problem resolution. They offer a full range of accounting and payroll services and business advisory, including succession and estate planning, trusts, and more. Call Chad Parker in Waterville or Aaron Wright in Marysville with St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors for comprehensive and innovative accounting services.
You can find ancient carvings of Native Americans in many parts of the country. So when early settlers happened upon these writings in Oklahoma, they figured they were from tribes that once lived here. However, the natives told a far different story. Not only did they not know what the writing meant, they said they weren't made by any tribe. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Fred Thompson is an expert on some ancient writings in the state of Oklahoma.
There are four known stones in this area. All three of these stones here are lining north to south with each other. So if you look at Cabinaw down this way, they would actually line up with each other running north to south.
He's speaking of a runestone. The slabs of stone with runic or Viking-era writing on them are dated centuries before the arrival of other Europeans to this area.
Because of the stone that was found up on Cavanaugh, the translation on it was Glowy Awi, which means Glowy's magic. The word magic was only used between 600 and 800 A.D. as a word.
Evidence suggests that Vikings had sailed shallow draft boats into the interior of today's United States, specifically eastern Oklahoma. This would have been as many as 700 years before Columbus's voyage to the New World.
We think they were probably trading with the Caddo Indians, which were a real prolific tribe in this area at the time. People think of Vikings as marauders, but they also traded when they were outnumbered, especially as they would have been with the Indians here.
Some believe the stones are boundary markers, or they may point the way for Native Americans to find the Vikings in order to trade. The Hevner Runestone, as it's known, is the largest stone, and it's nestled in a crevice of the Ozark Hills.
This property here is a good overwintering spot. It's covered three sides by the mountain. It's got a natural spring. It also has a good way to get into the valley from this area, but yet it's still covered.
But some doubt the story of Vikings in present-day Oklahoma. Fred says there's mountains of evidence that point to this as fact. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Hevner, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.
Kids like to play in the dirt and can ingest all kinds of nasty stuff, including lead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
Leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from 0 up to about 2,000. Most fall in the range of 15 to 25 parts per million, but the health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the U.S. EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
If soil testing shows a high lead concentration, don't garden in the soil, especially root crops like carrots. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you're raising or marketing beef, profit prospects are looking pretty good. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Cattle producers are coming off a pretty good year price-wise for beef, and an industry observer predicts more of the same. Randy Block is CEO of Cattle Facts, a Colorado company that monitors and analyzes the beef industry.
We are still going to see another 2 to 3 years of declining numbers before we actually start to see herd rebuilding have an impact and increase the supply. Prices are going to be higher on all classes of cattle. Higher prices, still tighter supplies. That's going to be the scenario for at least 2 more years.
Block says the cattle business tends to run in 10 or 11-year cycles, half of that spent expanding and the other half liquidating. Despite higher costs for beef, Block says demand is solid.
Consumers do like the high-quality beef. They're willing to pay more for that high-quality beef. They may just not pay for it as often. I think we're seeing some trade down. So people that are maybe instead of eating at a high-end steakhouse, they'll move back to a casual mid-level dining experience.
Block predicts the market is likely to remain strong the next 2 or 3 years. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A salute to the FFA, providing leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. Celebrate the achievements of our youth. A reminder from Titan Manufacturing, Valley Vet Supply, Blue Valley Technologies, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
My name is Jamie Bruna. I am a senior at Hanover High School. I am the president of our FFA chapter. During my 4 years in FFA, I have learned about the importance and responsibility of being a future farmer of America. My favorite FFA event is the chicken barbecue that our chapter holds at the end of each school year, because it gets our members involved in our community while bringing our town together. FFA is a unique organization that allows young people who have an interest in agriculture to gain knowledge and experience in an exciting way.
Hi, my name is Emma Harries, and I'm the president of the Marysville FFA chapter. I'm a senior this year, and I've been in FFA for 4 years. My favorite competition to participate in is floriculture because I enjoy identifying plants. Being an FFA officer is beneficial because of the teamwork and leadership skills you learn along the way. I encourage all students to join FFA because it's an organization that advocates for agriculture and teaches valuable life skills.
A salute to the FFA, providing leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. Celebrate the achievements of our youth. A reminder from Titan Manufacturing, Valley Vet Supply, Blue Valley Technologies, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquis Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42 acres CRP, 98 acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Biggers, and Brunniger at 562-2375 or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Good Thursday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Many experts have said the agricultural economy has grown softer in the last 6 to 8 months. Nate Kaufman, Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive with the Kansas City Federal Reserve, says it starts with lower commodity prices.
We've seen some declines in commodity prices, notably corn and other major commodities that would have large implications for the middle of the country as well, alongside what I would describe as much higher financing costs. Profits are likely to be thinner this year, but I would argue that the strength of recent years will limit much of the financial stress that we might otherwise have expected to see when you're looking at percentage declines in farm income.
While there's always exceptions, many farmers should be in strong in the financial shape to withstand the lower incomes throughout this new year. He says weaker incomes in 2025 could make things more challenging across the board in agriculture. Loan repayment rates are just beginning to drop in the KC Feds district.
We are starting to see that pull off a little bit. You can see that it had been weak prior to the pandemic, and then producers were in a very strong position to be able to repay loans during the pandemic and the year that followed because of incomes and government payments. As we look across the types of operations where you're seeing more of that stress, it's not cattle. For those producers that have the cattle, and I know that's not everyone, and inventories are very low, prices are strong and profits are good. It's the others where we're seeing challenges, more in the grain market, specifically in corn and wheat.
Interest rates are a significant headwind this year and going into next year.
We maybe haven't seen all of the implications associated with higher interest rates yet. There are some loans that have not yet repriced. So if you're a borrower that has taken on a certain amount of financing at a low interest rate, when that loan comes due, or depending on the terms of the loan, you may need to reprice that loan at whatever the going rate is, which could be considerably higher than when you originated that loan a few years ago. So it's a risk worth mentioning, because as time goes by and interest rates stay high, that's something that I think will continue to be a risk.
Again, that's Nate Kaufman, Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive for the Kansas City Federal Reserve. And I'm Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited...
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca. The best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Phosphorus is an essential nutrient in soil for plant growth. Managing phosphorus depends a lot on your soil's chemistry. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is one of the three nutrients usually added to soil as fertilizer. One of the main roles of phosphorus is energy transfer in plants. Adequate levels stimulate early plant growth and hastens maturity. If there is not enough, it could affect yield. Daniel Kaiser is an extension nutrient management specialist at the University of Minnesota. He says the best way to know how much phosphorus is available in the soil is to do a soil test.
Most of the soil tests that are out there, if they're indexes of response and they don't measure the total amount of phosphorus that's out there, because our soils contain large quantities of phosphorus, but only very small amounts typically are available to plants. So with the soil test, we're trying to use it more as an index tool or as a risk assessment tool to try to determine whether or not the soil can supply enough phosphorus for a particular crop we're growing within a given year.
Phosphorus is very chemically reactive to other elements in the soil, such as iron, aluminum, and calcium. This can change the nutrient's availability and affect how it's managed in some soils.
There isn't one size-fits-all management strategy just because of some of these reactions that are taking place. Particularly for soils in the Midwest, we know that some soils have a large amount of calcium that can tend to react with the phosphorus that can render it unavailable for a period of time.
Let soil phosphorus levels, crop, and soil characteristics guide your decisions on fertilizer and manure rates, timing, and methods of application. Mismanaging this nutrient can pose a threat to water quality. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing phosphorus in soil at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders at a great price on low salt starter fertilizer right now.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, mixed in the livestock and still lower in the grains, as March corn still in the red, down 4.5 at a new low at 406.5, May down 5.5 to 418.75. It's been two-sided choppy trade all throughout the wheat market today, kind of dragging along the wheat market. Hold on, the break spreads are narrowing, giving a bullish outlook for the rest of the week. However, still a little bit lower. March Kansas City wheat down 3.25 to 574 a bushel, May down 3.25 to 571.25. Oats still a bit lower today as well. March oats down a half at 369.75. Soybeans still feeling some pressure. A lot of international buys heading towards the South American soybean crop, Brazilian more specifically, leading our numbers to drop yet again. March soybeans down 10.25 cents to 11.50 and a half. May down 9.75 cents at 11.55 and a quarter cents. March soy meal down 5.90 to 336.10. And soy oil, after a morning of gains, is now into the red. March down 28 points at 44.55. Cotton still with a strong day. March cotton up 169 at 94.29. Mixed in the livestock, quite a bit of choppy trade today. Live cattle has gone back and forth. February back lower slightly, down 2 cents at 183.95. April down 92 cents at 186.77. Feeder cattle is slightly higher for March, up 2 cents to 251.37. April's up a nickel at 255.97, but sharp losses beyond that. And sharp gains for the hogs today. April lean hogs up 207 to 88.05 per hundredweight. May trading at $90.85. That's up $1.50 on the day. Taking a stroll down Wall Street, we see a very strong day. In fact, the NASDAQ heads for the best day in over a year after the blockbuster NVIDIA earnings, currently up nearly 3%, 420 points in the green for the NASDAQ, currently trading at 16,001. The S&P up nearly 2%, up 95 at 5,077, and the Dow Jones up 378 at 38,990. In the metals, February gold's down 80 cents to 2,021.50. March silver's down 8 cents to 2,279 per ounce. Dollar index still slightly higher, March up 2 points at 103.93.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for...
Blue Valley Technologies is teaming up with students from Marysville High School and the Marysville Public Library to present a come-and-go hands-on workshop for anyone with questions using technology. All ages, all questions are welcome. Whether it's learning how to save a picture from a text message, how to make a post on Facebook, or how to stream TV services, this free workshop is the ideal platform to learn. No question is too basic. The Blue Crew is a pilot program making its debut this Saturday, February 24th, at the Marysville Public Library from 10 until noon. It's absolutely free, come and go, and hosted by Blue Valley Technologies at the Marysville Public Library.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Soil Test Interpretations and Fertilizer Recommendations in Kansas publication serves agriculture producers by helping them develop strong soil nutrient plans. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz relays an outline of the publication and how production changes affect its content.
It's a publication basically that providing guidance for fertilizer recommendations for main crops and forages in Kansas. We've done several changes and updates to these publications. It's been a few years since we had the last update, and of course we have a lot more new research. Many things have changed in terms of management and crop production, genetics. And this is a type of recommendation that really needs to be reviewed and updated pretty regularly.
For producers concerned with nitrogen, Diaz discusses how the most current issue supplies recommendations that are operation specific.
In the case of nitrogen, we're still providing the mechanistic yield-based recommendation, which has been the historic approach for us here in Kansas. But we are able now to break down different components of the equation of that fertilizer recommendation to allow basically the user to make adjustments based on the specific management that they are doing. In the past, we used to have essentially one coefficient times the yield, expected yield for that particular field, and other adjustments in terms of previous crops, organic matter, tillage, and so on. That single coefficient now basically broke down in multiple components. One of them is looking at the crop internal efficiency, which is basically what is the efficiency of the system. For example, if we're looking at irrigated versus dry land, they are just completely different in terms of how they respond to nitrogen and how efficient they are in terms of using that nitrogen fertilizer.
He explains how the information provided focuses on a variety of production elements.
You know, from my standpoint, the agronomic component is really important. This we tend to focus a little bit more on the agronomic component here. But of course, we all know that this is very relevant ultimately from the economic standpoint. How are we are efficient in terms of using this costly input, which is fertilizer. And of course, there are also some components from the environmental standpoint. Avoiding excessive applications, which is costly, can also cause some issues from the environmental standpoint.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz on the fertilizer recommendations in Kansas publication. Find it at www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
All of us at Family Fair are proud of the Falls City FFA chapters and leaders. These members invest considerable time on projects and research to further their grasp of agribusiness in all its forms. From your supporters at Family Fair in Beatrice, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. OCZ's Paintworks is proud of the Nemaha Central FFA chapter. The training these students are receiving will be invaluable now and in the future. Thank you to the chapter leaders for guiding and sharing your experiences in the ag industry. From all of us at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters, and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the industry. It will be beneficial to them in the future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A strong earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA has pushed the NASDAQ composite higher by nearly 2.5%. The S&P was 1.6% higher going into the midday. The Dow had gained 260 points. Tens of thousands of AT&T customers reported service outages this morning, leaving them unable to place calls, text, or get onto the internet. AT&T acknowledged that it had a widespread outage, but didn't provide a reason. Existing home sales rose 3.1% in January to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4 million. The median existing home sales price climbed just over 5% from January of 2023 to $379,100, the seventh consecutive month of year-over-year price gains. The number of unemployed Americans filing first-time paperwork for benefits fell a significant 12,000 in the week that ended February 17th. Total first-time claims came in at 201,000. In all, 1.9 million people are receiving benefits. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Unlock thousands of dollars in savings on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L during Twin Rivers President's Day sales event. The Grand Cherokee L is the most luxurious model in its class. Don't miss your chance to arrange for a test drive at Twin Rivers, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice. See dealer for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify, and the President's Day sales event ends February 29th. Your new and used superstore is Twin Rivers in Beatrice, online at twinriv.com.
KNDY.
Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.